Back row by Bailey Mueller and sent across there by Boudreaux. Returned into the net, but punched out of there by Cremosta. Minden now set middle, dumped across, off Godfrey. Minden with it. Short set right side, tipped it across for the termination. Monica Pence.
Tonight, the postseason begins in Grand Island with a C19 sub-district tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, Minden, Wood River, Centura, and Gibbon. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
And Krummel will take it at right. Connor will slide it right side. Sokolowski, there's a good one. Down and good.
Kearney Catholic is the top seed, one of the tougher sub-districts in the state. Tonight's winners advance to Tuesday's district final at 7. It's the C19 sub-district tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening one final time, everyone, from Rosencrantz Gym here at Grand Island Northwest High School. It is KKPR's continuing coverage of the postseason, and tonight, it's the C19 sub-district semifinals. We have played two matches. Centura winning the play-in game by 4 sets over Gibbon. They did that in scores of 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, and 26-24. And in the match that just concluded, Minden came back to beat Wood River 23-25, 25-13, 25-15, and 25-14. So now Kearney Catholic takes on Centura. The winner plays Minden tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and you can have that right here on Classic Hits. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, and after St. Paul walloped St. Cecilia in the first set tonight, 25-16, they won the second set 25-22, and now St. Cecilia has come back to win the next two sets, 25-22 and 25-16, so the momentum has turned over at Grand Island Senior High. They go to a fifth set, currently on the breeze, 94.5 FM. And then Grand Island Central Catholic will play Adams Central. Adams Central eliminated Central City earlier tonight in 5 sets. And we'll take a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show between Kearney Catholic and Centura next.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
And now let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's match, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. Their growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for Centura, their service rotation will look like this. Up first, number 14, a 5'7 senior center, Kirby Starosik. Number 7, a 5'8 junior outside hitter, Vanessa Sonnenfeld. Number 4, a 5'9 junior middle hitter, Courtney Aikut. Number 3, a 5'9 junior center, Angelica Young. Number 10, a 5'10 senior outside hitter, Lene Lytle. And number 16, a 5'8 senior right side hitter, Heather Lemberg. The libero is number 11, a 5'4 junior. That is Taylor True. The head coach of the Centurions, who are 16-11 on the season, is Heather Ferrales, assisted by Donna Young and Kim Steppen. For Kearney Catholic, they will go with number 4, 5'6 senior center Kayla James, saw her first action of the last two-thirds of the year last week at the Hershey Triangular, recovering from the broken hand, still not quite 100%, but is starting. She'll be followed by number 1, a 5'6 sophomore outside hitter, Michaela Meskel. Number 14, a 6'1 sophomore middle blocker, Megan Anderson. Number 2, a 5'8 junior middle blocker, Haley McKelvey. Number 9, a 5'7 senior outside hitter, Cassie Dominger. And number 7, a 6'1 sophomore middle blocker, Bailey Sokolowski. The libero for Kearney Catholic is number 21, 5'5 senior, Mariah Wright. Head coach Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and Brad Childress. Kearney Catholic is 23-3 on the season. And so far this year, they have been pretty solid on the volleyball court. The Lincoln Journal Star has the Kearney Catholic Stars rated this year in C1 at number 9, well behind Minden, but in the Omaha World Herald, they are number 6, one spot ahead Minden. So number 6 at number 9. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle is Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with the opening serve right after this.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, proud to sponsor tonight's broadcast. See Terry and Jason Tark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Centura will serve it first, and we're underway. Kearney Catholic on the outside attack. Megan Anderson. Centura gets it back over with Sonnenfeld. And we will get a first rally going here as Kearney Catholic is dug out in the back row by Starosik. Here's the roll across by the Centurions and the up by Mestel. Middle attack by Kearney Catholic is going to be down and good by Megan Anderson. Anderson with the first point of this match. Couple ways to look at this. You can't say that anything is automatic when the one's taken on the four, but Centura did take Kearney Catholic to 5 sets earlier this year, but that was right after Kayla James got hurt, and they were breaking in 2 really brand-new setters, and so there's a story on each side there, but Centura should have some confidence as Megan Anderson is called for a lift here, and Centura will pick up the point. It's 1-1. Kara Lyon will come in and serve it away. Lyon. Of course, Centura winning that first match here earlier tonight. And advancing over Gibbon to get a chance here at Kearney Catholic. Down the line to Mestel. Middle attack. It'll be driven straight down by Kearney Catholic. And Haley McKelvey will get the kill. 2-1 Stars. Kearney Catholic's 3 losses this year coming to Bennington, who's 28-2 in Class B. Grand Island Central Catholic, who smoked them pretty good. And then they were upset by Bishop Newman in the finals of the Centennial Invitational. Here's a big, powerful attack on the right side. Centura's Courtney Aiken. She is the leader on this team, but she's not the only one that can bring it. Lene Lytle does a great job as well. And now, back to serve it away will be Aiken. Kearney Catholic James sets to the outside. Here's Donlinger taking it over. Overpass Centura. Donlinger goes with a quick tip. Can't put it away. Centura will return it with Lemberg into the back row. Picked up there by the Stars, Lavero, Mariah Reichs. Back row attack, kind of an off-balance one, and Messel lucky to get that over, and then Centura can't return. So Kearney Catholic now tying, taking the lead 3-2, and back into the front row, Sokolowski. And back to serve it away will be Megan Anderson. Monday Night Football, the Colts score first. They're up 7-0 on Houston. And the World Series, middle of the fifth, still scoreless on ESPN Radio. Tip across, one block won't work. Sokolowski now with the free ball attack down and good. Bailey Sokolowski had a good block that then allowed the free ball to pop up for her to get the kill. 4-2. Megan Anderson serving again. The World Series currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. There's a serve that's returned into the net, dug out of the net, punched over by Lytle, but it will not stay in play and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic 5-2. Anderson to serve again, trying to get the Stars momentum and not let Centura think they can hang around this time. A serve, 6-2. Megan Anderson has continued to improve her serving game as this year has went along, just a sophomore. We talked about the young Wood River team, a somewhat young Minden team. Centura, kind of young. Kearney Catholic young. The right side attack. Big swing up there is partially blocked by Donlinger on the attack from Young. Back to the Stars. The right side attack is going to be wide and out of bounds for McKelvey. And Centura will get the ball back in. Sub in Sarah Heinen into the front row. And Angelica Young goes to the back to serve it away. Cross it comes to Wright. Pass to James. Set middle. Sokolowski adjusting. Got the kill. Bailey Sokolowski with her second kill. 7-3. We play the best of five here in the postseason. All to 25 until the fifth set. If we get there, we go to 15. The winner plays Minden for the sub-district final tomorrow. Whoever gets out of here will play in a district final coming up on Friday. Ord is the favorite on the other side. Here's the serve. Shayla Connor checks in. Centura sets right side. Lyle terminates. Ord's in there with Ainsworth and Valentine and O'Neill. In fact, there's just four teams in that, so they just have a one-night sub-district tomorrow night up at Bassett. 7-4. Serving across by Lytle. Here's the set middle. Tipped across there by Sokolowski. Nice dig, and then some confusion when the ball falls to the floor. Sokolowski will get the kill. And it is 8-4. Back to serve it away is going to be Cassie Dollinger. And the Stars look for more. Dollinger serve. Good top spin on that. Picked up there by the black of Centura. Right side attack. Lemberg across it goes. Right to the set outside. Mestel, big swing. Mestel gets the kill. That'll be the first kill for Michaela Mestel, who is playing lights out right around the Lou Platte Conference tournament time. And Kearney Catholic hoping she can continue that. The sophomore missed last season with a knee injury. And the serve is across by Dollinger. Good, strong serve into the back row. Handled by Aitken at the net. A little couple of tip, and it will not go anywhere. James, I think, actually got up there and redirected it for Kearney Catholic, and James is going to get the point. They didn't want to hit it to Sokolowski, and James made him pay anyway. 10-4. Dollinger on the serve. Cassie looking for three in a row. Back row attack. Lytle out of bounds. Problems right now for Centura, and a timeout will be called. A lot of quick points, and Kearney Catholic is taking advantage by scoring most of them. Here in the first set, the Stars 11. And the Centurions 4, back after this on KKPR.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Welcome back to Rosencrantz. As always, a big thank you for the many fine sponsors. And Centura is going to get an attack and get a kill from Vanessa Sudenfeld as we come back to play out of their timeout. And that'll make it Kearney Catholic 11 and Centura 5. So side out here and back to serve it away will be the libero. And that is Taylor True. Slide Kearney Catholic. Sokolowski, did she get it over? It was blocked and a forehand on Kearney Catholic. So point for Centura, and it's 11-6. True on the serve. That's the first point on serve for the Centurions. Middle attack, Mestel, and that one's not coming back. Michaela with her second kill. Plenty of volleyball action going on tonight. As we said, they're into the fifth set over at Grand Island Senior High as St. Cecilia is coming back from a 2-0 deficit against St. Paul. The winner gets... well, Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow after they dispatch of Adams Central tonight. James sets Mestel outside, goes near corner, gets the kill. Michaela, for being just 5'6", can really leap out of the gym and puts a lot of power behind that swing. It is 13-6, and Sokolowski to serve. Bailey, knuckleballs one down the middle. Picked up there by Vanessa Sonnenfeld. High set, Aitken attack is just off the back line. Good look. But it just missed, 14-6. So Centura at least made some rallies. The first few points right now, a lot of quick points. Pass not very good. Sonnenfeld saves it, though. Got it over. James sets middle. Kearney Catholic will tip it across. Megan Anderson, free ball. Joust at the net. Anderson tipped it down. Kearney Catholic point. Stars already with 10 kills here in the game, and it is 15-6. And Sokolowski looking for four straight. So the Stars are running them off a few points at a time. And the serve, deep corner, it is in. Both officials confirm it. It's an ace for Bailey Sokolowski. 16-6, Kearney Catholic. And the serve, ace serve again. That probably could have been called a lift, but it wasn't, and it still becomes an ace back-to-back. Ace serves for Sokolowski and for Centura and their head coach, Heather Ferrales. They're just trying to find a little spark right here. Serve across that outside. Aitken, nice roll over the single block, got the kill. Good play by Courtney Aitken. The fourth kill here for Centura, but they find themselves down 17-7. Heinen will check out. Kirby Starosik will check back in and serve it away. Again, Centura didn't get started too well the first time they played Kearney Catholic either, and here's an ace serve. So Kirby gets a quick point on the board. Well, she dropped that in front of Donnelly in the back row. Puts four back. Messel has it to the outside. Anderson blocked up front by Aitken. Courtney Aitken gets the ace block. And that's three in a row now for Centura. And Starosik going to try and make it four. Get him into double digits. Centurions digging a big hole early and an almost disaster pass. Anderson is bailed out. Across it comes. Starosik can't do anything with it. It's going to go out of bounds. And that just was a point you don't want to see played again. 18-9, Kearney Catholic. Neither team did anything right on that one except get the serve over. Into the ball game for Centura, Kara Lyon. And back to serve it away, Kayla James. And James, again, the second night of action since coming back from that broken hand, fires it across. Picked up there by True. Outside attack off the tip is down and good for a Centura kill. Angelica Young. 18-10, Kearney Catholic. First set, Courtney Aitken to serve. Again, our first two matches tonight, each went four sets. So a late start here to this one. But we're glad you're along with us on KKPR-FM. Courtney, Danabrog, and Tara. Serve across, James runs it down. Anderson standing spike from behind the 10-foot line. Gets across, picked up by Lyon. Outside attacks, a good swing by Lytle. The dig is made by Wright. Passed up front and rolled over by Mestel. Centura plays, middle, Aitken off the tip. Good dig by Donnelly in the back row. Here's Mestel again. She hammers it off the block and finishes the point with her fourth kill. It was a pretty good rally there by both teams. Good volleyball. 19-10, and Mestel will now drop back and serve it here for the green and gold, Stars of Kearney Catholic. Serves a knuckleball ace. She didn't waste any time. Mestel almost quick served him, and it's 20-10. The whistle blew, and she was making contact. She's one of the few players that doesn't mind moving around on that service line either. And here she hits the net. It flips over. It is saved there by Starosik and punched over. Stars James. Short set Anderson. Blocked up front by Aitken. Dug out by Kearney Catholic and pushed across. Starosik with the dig. And has to be passed across by Lytle. Three ball Kearney Catholic. James sets outside. Donlinger hits the antenna and it's out of bounds. 20-11 and back in for Centura is Heather Lemberg. Back to serve it away will be Courtney Aitken. Serve deep into the back corner, picked up by Reichs, close to the net. James gets a short set. Anderson was right there for her, and Megan terminates for her third kill. That's a good job by Megan Anderson, kind of helping out her setter. Kayla didn't have a whole lot of options as that pass almost sent her right into the net. 21-11. Kearney Catholic gets the ball, and serving it away will be the sophomore Anderson. Had three straight, including an ace last time, and nearly an ace here. Aitken goes all the way to the concession stand to get that one back on the court. James sets middle. Here's Sokolowski. Another dig by Starosik. Back row attack. Aitken takes a big swing and sends it deep. Out of bounds. 22-11. Center, they're hustling out there. They don't seem to be intimidated. They're playing ball. Kearney Catholic fires Anderson down the middle. Here's the set right side. The attack by Young is dug out. Anderson. Donlinger on the outside. Around the double block. Great dig in the back row. Can they return it? No. Out of bounds. And that'll be the end of the point. 23-11. Stars 2 points away from the opening set. Megan Anderson looking for her sixth service point here in the game. Takes about 5 steps from the middle of the floor and fires that knuckleball down the middle. Handled there by Caroline. Right side tipped across by Young, picked up Stars, high set right side, the attack going to be blocked up there by Lytle, pushed back across Donlinger, Centura has it on the outside, and driving it through the block is Lene Lytle for her second kill. Side out, 23-12. And Sarah Heinen re-enters for the Centurions. Angelica Young to serve. Fires it down the middle right at Messel. James, short set right side attack is going to be McKelvey and wide out of bounds. 23-13. Young to serve again. Points have been few and far between on serve for Centura. James outside, Sokolowski through the block, gets the kill. And Bailey will have her fourth kill, and it is now game point. Kearney Catholic, and in to serve it away will be Shayla Connor. And checking out will be Haley McKelvey. It is game point. Kearney Catholic here in the opening set. And the freshman Connor fires it back corner. Passed up front. The set is made. Right side attack is going to be off the net, and it kicked out of bounds for Lytle. No good. Out of bounds. Point, Kearney Catholic, and that's the end of the opening set. Kearney Catholic 25 and Centura 13. We'll be back with the numbers and head you into game two in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gym. A big thank you to Rocky Allman and all the fine folks here at Northwest for their hospitality. We're back tomorrow for the final when Minden plays the winner of our match here. And let's take a look at the opening numbers of Game 1 for Centura. Angelica Young, a service point and a kill. Courtney Aitken, an ace block and two kills. Vanessa Sonnenfeld had a kill. Lene Lytle, two kills. Taylor True had a service point, and Kirby Starosik, two service points. One was an ace, six kills, one ace block, one ace serve for Centura. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Messel had an ace serve and four kills. Haley McKelvey had a kill. Kayla James a kill. Shayla Connor a service point. Bailey Sokolowski five service points, two of them aces, four kills. Kathy Domlinger three service points. And Megan Anderson five service points, one was an ace, and three kills. Kearney Catholic ended up with 13 kills, no ace blocks, and four ace serves. They take the opening set. 25-13. And we'll be back with game two of our C19 Sub-District Championship Tournament right after this.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Kearney Catholic will serve it away to start game two. Kayla James gets it over. Set outside. Aitken blocked by Anderson, and that'll be how it starts. Kearney Catholic gets the point, and James serves it away as it's taken back across to the stars. Right side, McKelvey put it into the net, and it is 1-1. Well, over at Grand Island Senior High, St. Cecilia dropped the first set to St. Paul 25-6, and they come all the way back to win 15-12 in the third, and they will advance to the finals tomorrow. Right now, Central Catholic getting ready to play Adams Central, and that match is going to be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Michaela Messel just gave a facial to Kirby Starosik, knocked her right off her feet, checking to see if she's okay. Even Messel's going, uh-oh, I didn't mean to do that, but it is a point. And it's 2-1, and I think it rattled her enough that she goes back and serves it into the net. Starosik okay. They're kind of laughing it off over on the Centura sideline, and it's 2-2 here in the second set. Back to serve it away will be Caroline, and Kearney Catholic gets it outside Anderson. Anderson rattles it off the double block, and Megan has her fourth kill. She's off to a good start here in this set. Now she'll go back and serve it away. So impressive by St. Cecilia. Serving the cross by Anderson. Picked up outside. There's a good swing by Lytle, and in the net, going to be called on Kearney Catholic. They dug it out, but in the net was called. So the Centurions will get to serve it away. And back to serve it will be Aitken, and she kind of caught the stars off guard. So Galassi wasn't sure what to do, and it ricocheted off her arm into the crowd. That'll be an ace serve for Courtney Aitken, and Centura takes the lead at 4-3. Aitken runs down the volleyball and now set to go from the far left-hand corner. And the serve, a lot of top spin into the back row to right. So here's a good pass change. Middle attack Sokolowski, and that's the end of the point. Good job by the Stars, handling it in all three phases, passing, setting, and kicking the ball to the floor with the attack. And back into the ball game, Shayla Connor to serve. 4-4, game two. Stars won the opener over Centura, 25-13. Earlier, Minden advanced on with a four-set win over Wood River. They play the winner tomorrow night here at Grand Island Northwest at 7 on KKPR. Overpass, Doniger went up above the net and tapped it down. Cassie will get her first kill, and the Stars regain the lead at 5-4. Shayla Connor to serve again. And fires that one across. She's one of the gals that got a lot more playing time after the injury to Kayla James. As the serves across, slide right side, punched over. Nice adjustment by Sokolowski to get that one in and gets the point. That's her sixth kill. Also, Riley Christensen saw some playing time, but with James back, really, Connor just going to serve and play the back row for McKelvey. And Connor serves again. That one handled in the middle by Lytle. Right side attack, big swing just off the back line for Young. And kind of like game one, Kearney Catholic now starting to get a few points on the board early in game number two. And the serve, Connor moves over, finds Lytle again. Starosic passes it back to Lytle, sets it into the back corner, and it is deep and out of bounds. And it is 8-4, Kearney Catholic. That is five in a row by the Stars, four on the serve there of Connor. And so the serve across, 8-4 Stars, set to the outside. A new face in the ball game here for Centura. Let me pick that up for you. The attack is going to be driven over by Sokolowski. Centura's brought Jessica Schultes in. Tipped over and wide. Centura misses. 9-4. And Kearney Catholic now threatening to run away here early in game number two. Centura needs to handle the serve here, which they do. Starosic gets the set. Middle attack going to be taken to Lytle. Partially blocked. James got to it. Connor sets it back for Mestel. Mestel near side attack. Got the kill. Kearney Catholic is doing a good job of talking out there right now. Even when they're in trouble, they're finding places to get that volleyball. And Connor bailed out James, who had to take the first pass. Connor came over and got it to Reichs. And Reichs, or excuse me, to Mestel. And Mestel got the kill. Serve across 10-4. And swatted back over by Caroline. Pass into the net. Dug out of the net that time by James. And pass back over. Chance here to pass it over. And then they run into each other. Centura ran into each other on the third hit. And down to the floor it goes, 11-4. Shayla Connor just keeps on putting the serves inbounds. Knuckleballs one across and picked up there. Lytle, right side. Taken over by Young. Just not much on it. Donlinger with the swing. Blocked up front by Schultes. Dug out by the Stars. Back row attack by Mestel. Drives it over. And a good dig by Aitken. Here is the set. Starosic. Schultes tips it across. Picked up by James. Connor sets back. She finds Mestel again. It's tipped and a kill. Michaela Mestel with her seventh kill. The Stars are rolling. That is nine in a row. 12-4. It's the postseason. You'd think maybe call a timeout here. Stop the run. Especially when you got a freshman back there on the service line. But Centura has elected not to do that yet. Centura to the outside. Schultes taps it across. Picked up there by Wright. Middle attack Sokolowski, and she puts it down. It's all Stars. Subbing in for Centura, we will see Vanessa Sonnenfeld, Heather Lemberg come back in. And Schultes is going to check out. Lyon is going to check out. 9 in a row for Shayla Connor. And across it comes, back into play. Middle attack, tipped over that time. Lytle, great save by James. Up to Dominger. Dominger, near side attack. Dug out there by Aiken. To the middle, Lemberg, and she missed time to jump and missed it. 14-4. Connor serves. Into the back corner it goes to Aitken. Set middle. Here's the attack. Blocked up front by Sokolowski. Bailey Sokolowski with her first ace block. Kearney Catholic going to start subbing in. Here comes Ellie Conley. And remember, Centura took Kearney Catholic to 5 sets earlier this year. So you would think they would have a little confidence that they could play with the Stars, but that is being ripped away right now. Good swing, Aitken. Picked up back row by Reichs. The swing by Mestel, and Mestel able to put it away. It is 16-4. And I guess Centura is just going to allow this to play out. So Connor serves it across. Dug out. Right side attack. It'll be taken over by Angelica Young. Here's the set. Back row going to get it as Sokolowski just to get it across. Set by Young. Outside attack. Taken across by Lytle. The Stars are digging everything right now. Sokolowski drives it over. Starothic with the dig. Good rally going here. Swatted across by Young. Dig Connor. Outside. Here's Conley on the attack. That was hit a couple of times. This might be 4 hits on Centura. They didn't call it, but it didn't matter. Centura hit it out of bounds. I've never seen a server get sub for while they're still serving, but maybe Connor's getting tired back there. This is an amazing run. 14 in a row for Kearney Catholic without a Centura timeout, which is just boggling my mind right now. Middle attack, Sokolowski, another kill. I know you got a young staff over there. And finally, a timeout will be called. 18-4, Kearney Catholic. They won the opening game 25-13. We'll be back with more after this on KKPR.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Well, out of the timeout, Shayla Connor to serve, and it's going to go into the net. Well, there you go. It took 15. She served 14 in a row, and Centura then called the timeout. It's 18-5. Centura trailing Kearney Catholic. They serve across. Kearney Catholic quickly gets the ball back as Ellie Conley drives it home. 19-5. Cassie Dollinger will come in to serve. The Stars are 23-3, and Centura has had one of the best volleyball seasons maybe ever. I don't remember Centura way back in the day when they were going to state in the early 80s, mid-80s. They were a volleyball power, but since then they have not had very many winning records. So give credit to this crew for doing a great job as the attack here is wide and out of bounds. But Kearney Catholic is taking out, I think, a little aggression from the last time these guys played. As Dollinger serves it across, middle attack, Lemberg gets it over. Connor saves it. Here's Mestel on the outside, rolls it across, and Centura can't save it. That's kill number 9 for Michaela Mestel, 21-5. Stars about ready to go up 2-0. They won the opening set, 25-13. And Dollinger to serve it again. Cassie, strong serve. There's Aitken, picks it up. Set right side. Lytle gets up, puts it across. Reichs with the dig. Middle attack, Sokolowski. Termination. Bailey Sokolowski gets the kill. Centura was in the net anyway, but Sokolowski's going to pick up her 9th kill, and it's 22-5. Dollinger with the serve. Strong serve. Overpass. Free ball. Sokolowski, one-timer. Got it to go. Got a little help there as it hit the net and kind of kicked it away from the defense. 2 points away from a third set. Monday Night Football. The Colts now lead Houston 14-3, 11 minutes to go in the second quarter of play. And the serve across by Donlinger. Cassie gets it over. Right side attack Centura. There they get one down. Lene Lytle with the first kill of this second set for Centura. And she'll get to go back and serve it away. 23-6. Served by Lytle. Ace. Wow, she mesmerized Kearney Catholic. They both just kind of kept their feet in cement, fell forward, and just went, oh, it's already here. So an ace there for Lytle. That'll be the second ace of the game here for Centura. This one Reichs is able to take. James gets it right side. Sokolowski on the attack. Sokolowski gets it dug out, and an excellent pass back across there by Centura. Aitken got it, and then it was tipped across. Now it's rolled over by Messel, and they're still going to get the point. Michaela Messel, her 10th kill, but Aitken and Young did a great job just trying to keep that ball in play. And coming in to serve, Riley Christensen now for Kearney Catholic. Game point at 24-7 here in the second set. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, and Bullets of the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. The serve hits the net, and it falls over for an ace. So Riley Christensen finishes off this set with a service ace, and Kearney Catholic rolls 25-7. So the Stars are up 2-0. We'll be back with the numbers and a World Series update right after this.
Because it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature.
Changing weather means changing plans. School closings, cancellations, delays are all posted at KKPR.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button for a sortable list of what the weather might have changed. A service of Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR.com. And Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. No hidden fees, no surprises. Just right for you.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas and Caro.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
In the seventh inning of the World Series, Cliff Lee and Tim Lincecum continuing to do it. They are scoreless in the seventh inning. Currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550 in World Series Game 5. They're at the top of the seventh. San Francisco and Texas now going to the bottom of the seventh, scoreless. Here in game number two, not much for Centura, obviously. Courtney Aitken had an ace serve. Lene Lytle had an ace serve and a kill. That's it. One kill, no ace blocks, two ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Messel had 6 kills. Kayla James had a service point. Shayla Connor, 14 service points. Bailey Sokolowski had an ace block and 6 kills. Cassie Donlinger had 4 service points and a kill. Ellie Conley had a kill. Megan Anderson an ace block and a kill. And Riley Christensen an ace serve. 15 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve. The Stars take game two easily, 25-7, to go up 2-0. We are ready to get to the third set, and Centura will serve it across, and an angle attack that just caught the line down and good for Megan Anderson. And Anderson will give Kearney Catholic the 1-0 lead, and now Taryn Bond will come back into the game. She got to play a lot more earlier this season because of the injury situation. And now the serve by Kayla James. Whacks her teammate right in the back of the noggin. So Centura will get the ball back. 1-1. I tell you what, Kayla probably didn't hit the house with all the eggs yesterday either, so we'll have to find out. As the serve is across by Caroline, and Mestel will hammer that one down. Michaela Mestel with her 11th kill, and she continues to bring it with a lot of power. She can also tip it, but she really likes to bring the power. And Messel to serve. 2-1. Down the middle it goes, and it's picked up there by Taylor True. Outside attack. Lytle got it over and got the kill. That's the 4th kill for Lene Lytle. That leads Centura. For Kearney Catholic, Messel has 11. Sokolowski has 10. Megan Anderson has 5. Minden a winner earlier tonight. as they defeated Wood River 23-25, 25-13, 25-15, 25-14. Serve across Centura, outside Donlinger. Donlinger is deep, and Centura gets the point and gets the lead. Serve is across by Courtney Aitken. Picked up middle. Anderson drives it over. Handled there by Starosic. Set to the outside. Centura takes it off the tip, and Lionel gets the kill. This is a little more of what we expected to see from the Centurions. We know they can do it, and Aitken just serve it away. 4-2 in favor of Centura. Kearney Catholic cruising in the first two sets, 25-13, 25-7. Aitken keeps it down the line at Nestle. James with the up outside. Donlinger can set it to the back corner. Lyon hits it, but it stays there. And a standing spike across from Lionel. At Donlinger, here's the set back row. Mestel, far corner, got the kill. Michaela Mestel is one of the best back row attackers I've seen in a long time. Not just this year, but and she's just a sophomore. Heiss is very good from Wood River. Seen a few kids this year that are pretty good from the back row. Anderson to serve, and she mishits it. It's going to be wide and out of bounds. Right back over to the Centurions. You're listening to the C19 Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Cardi Grand Island in Hastings. Doug Duda with you here at Rosencrantz. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as the serve is across. Sokolowski on the attack. Good dig by Lyon. Centura outside. Lionel's attack wide. No tip. And point stars. Into the ball game now. Shayla Connor to serve it away. Again, Centura earlier tonight able to win in four games over Gibbon. And that was a tussle, 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, 26-24. And here's a serve that's passed right into the net, so give Connor an ace. Shayla, who had 14 in a row the last time she was back there, ties it at 5. This serve is not going to last as long. Into the net it goes. And so back over to Centura. 6-5, Centurions with the lead. And again, you don't want to get too comfortable. I mean, Kearney Catholic has crushed it, but again, this is where Centura came back and ended up forcing Kearney Catholic to 5 earlier this year as Donlinger rattles it off the block and puts it into the crowd. Cassie with her second kill of the night. And now Donlinger goes back to serve, 6-6. Donlinger fires it down the middle, handled there by Aitken, set to the middle, and it's going to be swatted across by Sarah Heinen. Middle, set back in the corner, finding an opening is Sokolowski, and that's the 11th kill for Bailey. She just simply set it into the back corner where nobody was. And it is 7-6 Kearney Catholic. Well, San Francisco has taken a lead in the World Series. In the top of the seventh, tell you about it here as Donlinger fires it across, sent to the outside. Centura mishit that time. Sonnenfeld trying to go with an angle and put it into the net. Renteria, a three-run home run in the top of the seventh, has given San Francisco a 3-0 lead in the World Series. And here is a strong serve that's passed back out of bounds. And Donlinger gets another one, making it 9-6. We'll see if Donlinger is the one that gets it going here. Just drops that one across for another ace. 10-6. Kearney Catholic leads it. And the serve just drops across over past free ball. Sokolowski couldn't put it away. Centura's got a chance. Heather Lemberg takes it down the near side. Picked up Donlinger. Set middle. Mestel, big swing. I don't know if that was blocked. They're going to say it was. Now Sokolowski will terminate. And Kearney Catholic, it's just free swinging. 11-6, and Donlinger just keeps on serving. Takes it into the far corner. Going to be picked up there by Lytle. Now a nice swing, and Centura will finally get the ball back on Vanessa Sonnenfeld's kill. Back to serve it away will be the libero and Taylor True. And across it goes Stars, James Middle. The attack, Sokolowski and True couldn't get out of the way, and it hit her on the arm, and Sokolowski now has 3 quick kills. And it is 12-7 Stars. And Bailey will go back and serve it away. So Kalowski, soft serve, just got across, picked up by Lytle. Lytle to the outside. The attack off the back foot from Aitken soars long, and it's 13-7 Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, at the end of the match, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coach interview, and more. Here's the set by Young. Nice attack, Aitken. It's spun off the top of the tape, off the block. Anderson, and the Stars able to tip it over. Here is the set by Heinen. It's close to the net and just tipped across by Sonnenfeld. Stars quick set, driven across Anderson. Good save that time by Young. Swatted down. Aitken got the kill. Long point, and Courtney Aitken finally gets her third kill. And Centura will sub in. Here's Kirby Starasik. 13-8. Stars in the third set, and they're up 2-0. Back to serve it away. Starasik gets it over. James sets outside Anderson. Angle attack is dug out there by Sonnenfeld. Right side taken over by Young. Kearney Catholic passed it back in the net. Nothing they could do with it. And Young will pick up the point. Point on serve there for Centura. They need a few more here. The Centura fans on hand, hoping their team can get back into it. But the serve goes into the net. 14-9, Kearney Catholic. And Kayla James will serve it away. Taryn Baum comes back in. And Connor will check out. So they're giving McKelvey a little rest this time around. And James will serve it over. Picked up by True. Set outside. The attack taken across by Sonnenfeld. Dig by Reichs. Baum on the outside. Got the kill. Taryn on her first swing of the night will get her first kill. 15-9, Kearney Catholic. Stars coming in at 23-3, ranked 6th in the Omaha World Herald, 9th in the Lincoln Journal Star. Serve across to the outside. The attack is going to be Young. She goes far corner, but is deep and out of bounds. Stars now up 7. Centura has both their timeouts remaining. James to serve at 16-9. Line drive. True makes a nice pass, though, off that. Starasik sets middle. It's rolled over there by Aitken. Stars are ready. Mestel picked it up, and now Michaela will roll it back over. Pass into the net and into the net on Centura. 17-9, Kearney Catholic. Kayla James to serve. And just got that across the net. Picked up there and saved by Young, and she'll also get it passed back, take it across. Slide Kearney Catholic Anderson, and Megan will get her sixth kill of the match. 18-9, Stars. James on the serve. Stars look like they're going to cruise pretty easily tonight. Maybe a little easier than we thought. Starasik in the middle. There's a good swing by Aitken. She comes with a hard middle attack. And Courtney Aitken will drive it down for her fourth kill. Kearney Catholic 18, Centura 10. Caroline to serve. Currently on our sister station, the Breeze 94.5 FM. Adams Central's playing Grand Island Central Catholic. Serving across is Lyon. James sets to the outside. Anderson. Anderson terminates. Back-to-back for Megan Anderson. 19-10 Stars. We're back here tomorrow night. Minden, and it appears Kearney Catholic. 7 o'clock, first serve. Two teams with 24 and 25 wins. James sets, slide, Anderson, another big hammer home. Lyons tried to put on a shoulder on it, but it went into the crowd. And Kearney Catholic, they are looking good tonight. I mean, yes, Centura is just getting blitzed right now, but Kearney Catholic's playing very, very, very well. They're not missing much. Here's an overpass on the serve. Tipped down again. Dominger and Anderson were there. I think we're going to give it to Anderson, and a timeout has been called here by Centura. 21-10, Kearney Catholic, 4 points away from the match. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Don't forget, on your drive home tonight, you can hear ESPN Radio's coverage of the World Series. The buzzer goes off. They don't blow it dead. All the girls were looking around, but nobody grabbed the ball, so they're going to keep playing. Centura slaps it across as we're back to action here in this third set. It's going to be tipped down for a Centura point. Angelica Young will get the kill, and Centura will get the ball back here, but they trail 21-11. And the serve is going to be Courtney Aitken. Across it comes. James, high set, right side. Anderson on the attack. The dig is made and overpass by Starosic. Kearney Catholic doesn't get a quick swing, and all they can do is set it across. Opportunity here for the Centurions. Lemberg in the middle. She'll take it off the block of Anderson. Mestel digs up the cross there by the center, Kayla James, and Kayla James will get her second kill. Monday Night Football. They've hit the two-minute warning. Indianapolis 14, Houston 3. World Series, bottom of the seventh. San Francisco 3-0 over Texas. Alvarez Renteria, three-run home run to the top of the seventh. Currently on ESPN, Riley Christensen to serve for Kearney Catholic. Across it comes. Set right side. The attack is blocked up there by Sokolowski on the swing, but Young saves it. Now Lytle takes it over. Taryn Baum gets it to Ellie Conley, who has checked in, and Ellie's going to get the kill. 23-11. Visco Sports postgame show is coming up, so stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll give you all the final stats, recap what happened tonight. And the serve is across, picked up by Young, and pass close to the net. Centura can't get it over, and it is match point, Kearney Catholic. Riley Christensen serves for Kearney Catholic's 24th win of the season, and the final points of the season now for Centura. Aitken, not a clean pass. It's run down and should be knocked across. It is by Starosic. Kearney Catholic, Mestel, James, slides Sokolowski, dug out Starosic. Centura sets to the outside. Young on the swing, dug out by Mestel. James will set it to Conley. Conley is blocked, out of bounds. That's the end of the match. Ellie Conley with the kill, and Kearney Catholic will win it 25-11. And an easy sweep tonight over Centura. A lot different for the last time these two squads messed. Kearney Catholic 25-13, 25-7, 25-11. The Stars improved to 24-3, and Centura ends one of their best seasons in recent memory at 16-12. We'll be back with all the final stats, chance to chat with Coach Chris Connor, and more on the Visco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from Certified Techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dannebrog, Carroll, and Bolas, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's time now for the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Visco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin, carrying brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from brand names like Nike, Mizuno, Adidas, and more. Visco Sports opens 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. See them before the games begin on the bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Well, out of the five teams that came into tonight's matchup, only Kearney Catholic and Minden remain, and that should be a matchup tomorrow, 24-3, 25-4. Kearney Catholic was a winner earlier this season as they took out Minden way early in the season, and we will talk about that tomorrow night at 7 here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the final numbers here in the third set. For Centura, Angelica Young had a couple of kills. Courtney Aitken had two service points and two kills. Vanessa Sonnenfeld had one kill. Lene Lytle had two kills. Kirby Starosik had a service point. Seven kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had a service point and two kills in that game. Kayla James had four service points and a kill. Shayla Connor had an ace serve. Bailey Sokolowski had a service point and three kills. Taryn Baum had a kill. Cassie Donliger had five service points. Two of them were aces, one kill. Ellie Conley had two kills. Megan Anderson, five kills. And Riley Christensen had three service points. I had the Stars for 15 kills, no ace blocks, and three ace serves as the Stars take it easily in Game 3, 25-11, and win all three sets tonight in fairly easy fashion to advance on to the sub-district final. We'll give you the cumulative stats in just a moment, but right now, head coach Chris Connor joins us. And coach, a lot different than the last time you met this ball club.
Yeah, it was a little more even last time. We had five sets, and we were just breaking into new setters, though, and we were pretty rusty on offense, had a lot of errors in transition and just maybe some selections. But, you know, the kids, it's nice to get some consistency back, and Kayla is a huge part of that. So kids are used to her, and she doesn't look like she missed too many beats.
Yeah, Kayla James back, got a chance to play her first match since the second week of the season last week at Hershey in the Triangular, where you got two more wins. I guess broken arms, you can kind of stay in shape, keep the legs going. What's the biggest obstacle for her to overcome since she's come back now, only playing three matches so far?
I think just playing through, you know, the pain with her hand. Friday she missed out on practice. You know, just a little scared, a little tentative yet. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you haven't done anything with that hand, so her hand's kind of going through preseason all over again, at least her right hand. And, I mean, you watch her. She favors it yet in the back row. So we're, you know, she just has to kind of get over that mental hurdle, I think, of, you know, that she's there and ready, and she's just playing a little careful yet.
I know you were, when this happened, you were waiting for her to come back. The silver lining was, man, you went 21-3 was your record when you bring her back. You got three more wins, and the silver lining is you got some kids with a lot more experience here in the postseason. You don't probably plan on that at the beginning of the year, do you?
No, you know, what that allows you to do is, you know, to just expose some kids to some experience and kind of lets a few others step in and contribute. So, you know, it was good for us. You know, we thought it wasn't so good when it happened, but, you know, I think having her come back just kind of gives everybody an extra boost, too.
Balance tonight. Of course, if you're winning big, it's easier to be loose, but it looked like the kids are pretty loose coming into the match tonight. Kind of a happy-go-lucky, still a young, both teams, fairly young squads. Next year is a long time. When we were talking with Ed over at Minden, I mean, a lot of the kids, a lot of young teams, a lot of young squads in this sub-district, but the kids didn't make a lot of mistakes either. I mean, yeah, they won easily, but that's probably because there weren't a lot of long points. They put them away.
Yeah, we drilled a lot this week on, you know, consistency and just trying to make sure that we took care of the ball on our side of the court. And so it's probably the way we played really on serving and defense. I thought we played a pretty good game, and we took balls that were maybe out of system and just made smart selections.
All right, tomorrow night you've got Minden. Their hunger is going to be way up there. They can't get a wild card, and nobody between you and Sandy Creek and Columbus Scotus wants to see who's going to miss out, because that's what it looks like it's going to come to. Although you're in good position if you win tomorrow night. So a big, big match and kind of a state tournament match tomorrow. How do you see this?
No, I'm sure it will be. It's always a rival anyway when we play Minden. So it'll be a great game. They got some nice players, young, just like we are. So it'll be, you know, kind of interesting to see how pressure gets, you know, what kind of, I guess, how they react under that pressure. And, you know, I think both teams have improved. So, you know, it'll come down to consistency. It comes down to serving and passing again.
Well, they may be the most balanced team that we cover in the whole area all season long. That's got to provide some problems in its own right there, that anybody on that team can do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then, you know, they spread the ball out pretty well. I think, though, maybe our height might give them a little more struggle maybe than what they're used to. So we didn't block all that well tonight, but Minden runs more of the offense that we've seen. So I think our blockers will be better at getting to the block. So,
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow night, Chris. So congratulations on taking that first step to Lincoln.
All right, thank you.
Oh, wait a minute, to Grand Island.
Get that right.
We got to get used to saying that, don't we?
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Chris Connor, head coach at Kearney Catholic. Of course, the first step actually is to Hastings because C1 is opening round is at Hastings College, and C2 is at Hastings High. AB and the D1 and D2 will be in Grand Island the whole time, and if you can get to the semifinals in Class C, you go straight to the Heartland Event Center. We'll be back and give you the cumulative stats right after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas in Caro.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the final stats of this three-set match. First of all, for Centura, Angelica Young had one service point and three kills. Courtney Aiken, three service points. One was an ace block, and four kills. Vanessa Sonnenfeld had two kills. Lene Lytle had an ace serve and a team-high five kills. Taylor True had a service point, and Kirby Starosik, three service points, one ace. Unfortunately for Centura, the final numbers are more the numbers you want to have in one set, 14 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves. They will finish their season at 16-12. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Bestel, two service points. One was an ace. I had her for 12 kills. Haley McKelvey had one kill. Kayla James, five service points, two kills. Shayla Connor is still serving back there. She had 16 service points tonight. 14 of those were in a row. She had one ace. Bailey Sokolowski, six service points, two were aces. She had an ace block, and she led the team tonight with 13 kills. Taryn Baum had one kill. Cassie Doniger had 12 service points. Two of them were aces. She had two kills. Ellie Conley had three kills. Megan Anderson, five service points, all in the first game. One was an ace. She had an ace block and nine kills. And Riley Christensen had four service points. One was an ace. So for Kearney Catholic tonight, in just three games, I had them for 43 kills, two ace blocks, and eight ace serves. Again, they earned their points tonight. Yes, they were probably or should win this match tonight, and they went out and took care of business over Centura. They went at 25-13, 25-7, and 25-11 to improve to 24-3 on the season, and they will take on Minden, who's 25-4, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at Northwest, and we'll have it for you on Classic Hits. Whoever wins that will advance on to play on Friday night, most likely against the Ord Chanticleers. Wendy Alexander and the entire staff, Coach Callen, Coach Alexander, they were here scouting tonight because tomorrow they have a unique situation, only four teams in their district, and so they just play tomorrow night up at Bassett. And so they play hopefully two matches, and then we'll see, most likely Ord will play the winner of that tomorrow night's match between the Stars and Whippets on Friday. Class D finals coming up on Thursday. Now, earlier tonight, Minden did beat Wood River 23-25, 25-13, 25-15, 25-14. Pretty balanced, but Bailey Muller led the way tonight. 13 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 11 service points, 3 of those aces. Hallie Bauer also had 13 kills in the match. Cassie Choquette had 4 ace blocks. It was just balanced all over the place. And for Wood River, Morgan Hines had 21 kills in the match. In the first match tonight, Centura eliminated Gibbon 26-24, 19-25, 25-13, 26-24. 16 kills for Lene Lytle, 14 for Courtney Aiken, and 8 for Angelica Young. Gibbon was led by Jerrica Pearson with 18 kills and Taylor Godverson with 14 kills in the match. We'll take a final break and wrap it up on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show after this timeout.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications.
best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. They are at halftime, Monday Night Football, the Indianapolis Colts 17 and the Houston Texans 3. And currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Texas is trying to rally. This was a scoreless game going into the seventh, but then a three-run home run in the top of the seventh by Edgar Renteria, eighth in the batting order, hits a three-run home run. Nelson Cruz has homered to the bottom of the seventh for the Rangers, so they're still in the eighth inning now. Bottom of the eighth, San Francisco 3, Texas 1, bases empty and one out here for the Rangers. And so that's what's going on, and that's currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. If you're looking for more volleyball, they're still playing at Grand Island Senior High. Central Catholics taking on Adams Central. That's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And one other score update, Central Catholic has won the first set there, 25-12. Ravenna leads Burwell 2-0, and that's the number one seed over at Kearney Catholic. Earlier tonight, Shelton beat Arapahoe, and Ravenna beat South Loop. Now Ravenna leads the top seed, Burwell, 2-0. So Ravenna and Shelton could match up tomorrow night. High school football Wednesday here on Classic Hits. It is Ravenna taking on Crofton, kickoff at 4, followed by Pleasanton taking on Sargent, kickoff at 7. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Cambridge and Blue Hill will be playing at 5 o'clock on Wednesday. On ESPN 1460 at 3, Loomis takes on O'Neill St. Mary's, and at 6:30, Axtell takes on Overton. And on ESPN 1550 Wednesday afternoon, Kennesaw takes on South Loop, which is Callaway-Arnold Consolidation. Well, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Minden tomorrow night. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Get ready for the basketball and wrestling seasons and warm up with men's college hoodies and NFL hoodies that are 25% off at Misco Sports, open 7 days a week for your convenience. Again, our final match tonight, Kearney Catholic cruises by Centura, 25-13, 7-11. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here tomorrow night for the C-19 sub-district final between Kearney Catholic and Minden at 7.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.